It's time for Reverse Mortgage Facts versus Fiction with Reverse Mortgage Specialist John Harding. John is with First Reverse Mortgage USA, a division of Cherry Creek Mortgage, license number 118270. John has decades of experience in the mortgage industry and considers his business to be his ministry. John loves to educate seniors and their families about how they can utilize a reverse mortgage to their benefit. And now, Reverse Mortgage Specialist John Harding.
And Mark Holland co-hosting this Ask the Pro feature with John Harding. John, when is the best time to get a reverse mortgage?
Well, Mark, that totally depends on the borrower's situation, and everyone's situation is unique. One of the more common misconceptions about reverse mortgages is that they're essentially a last resort, desperation move type of loan. A lot of people think that the only time you should get a reverse is when you've outlived all your other assets, the only money you have is the equity in your home, and now you finally have to break down and get a reverse so you can buy groceries. Now, a reverse can certainly provide a good solution for someone in that situation. However, over the past several years, because of some of the changes in the product itself, there's been a real change in perspective in the financial planning community when it comes to reverses. If you have a lot of equity to work with, it's actually advantageous to get a reverse sooner rather than later. And that's because of the way the line of credit grows over time.
John, what's the most common reason why a senior would get a reverse?
Well, my understanding is that the biggest fear that most seniors have is outliving their assets. So it follows that the most common reason for seniors to get a reverse is so they can access their home equity in order to pay their monthly expenses, improve their cash flow, and preserve their savings. A large segment of the senior population will get a reverse simply to pay off their existing mortgage or line of credit and eliminate those monthly payments. Another group will get a reverse so they can slow down or limit the draws on their IRAs and other investment accounts because they can access their home equity tax-free. Another thing that the financial planning community has learned is that you can use a reverse as a financial tool when it comes to retirement planning. It can actually help you preserve your other assets and make them last longer. Once again, everyone's situation is unique, so we customize each loan to make sure it meets the borrower's needs.
Okay, that makes sense. But what happens when the borrower does pass away? What happens to the house, and how does the loan get paid off?
Well, when the borrowers pass away, the loan is due. That's called a maturity event. If there's equity left, which is the most likely scenario, the heirs will sell the home and retain the equity, because they will usually prefer to keep the proceeds from the sale and not the house. However, if they want to keep the property, they can just get a conventional mortgage and pay off the reverse and keep the house through a refinance. If there's no equity left, you know, if the balance is higher than the home value when the home is sold, which is not likely but possible, then they can essentially just give the property to the bank. The heirs won't inherit any equity, but they won't inherit a debt either. If there's a negative equity situation, then FHA is responsible for paying the difference, because the borrowers paid an insurance premium to cover that unlikely possibility. It's just like auto insurance. You pay the premium month after month, year after year. It's not likely you're going to get in an accident, but if you do, they have to pay because you paid the premium. It's the same with reverse. If it ever goes negative, the borrower and their estate are not responsible for the debt.
This is very intriguing, John. How do we get in touch with you for more information?
You can reach me on my direct line at 425-348-1829. Again, that's 425-348-1829.
You've been listening to Reverse Mortgage Facts versus Fiction with Reverse Mortgage Specialist John Harding. To contact John, call 425-348-1829. That's 425-348-1829. You can also find out more and listen to previous shows at kcisradio.com/reverse.